Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Did the walk of life. Woo-hoo. I did that one time. Hey, we're going streaking. We're going down the quad. Yeah, it didn't work out well. Hey, it's Thursday, and here we are, just you and I and a few thousand other people with 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock waiting for the weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. And with me from the Bayou Resort is Gary Faraci. Hey, Gary, how we doing?
Hey, it's doing beautiful, Gary, on this gorgeous, thirsty Thursday morning. It is absolutely perfect outside right now.
Oh, I know. I love it. I love it. Beautiful sunrise, mild temperatures, but it is going to warm up. We're going to look for, you know, highs in the upper 80s. It's not going to be like yesterday. The humidity is going to be high. It's going to get up to 87. Tomorrow, 87. Saturday, 89. Sunday, we're going to drop down to 82. Monday, back up to 87. So, summer's here.
Summer's here. The mornings are still in the 60s, low 60s.
Yeah, Mother Nature's a little confused, you know. I mean, I think she's smoking pot, and, you know, she's just kind of, you know, she just, it takes her a while to line things out. We just don't need to tick her off. That's the big thing.
Oh, yeah, and it's coming. I think she's going to get a little revenge on us here.
But we've learned. We're guys, you know, we've learned. We've got to coddle and baby and pamper this woman.
Yeah. I'll still take these beautiful mornings, though.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get out there at sunrise, and you got, say, till 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock, and you can get 3 hours of good fishing and easy.
Yeah, and the topwater bite, you know, I mean, they're still catching some stripers on top, but that it's a short window, isn't it?
It is a short window in the morning. The stripers, the hybrids, the whites. I had some bass blow up. That's unusual. Not like blow up like the whites do, but yeah. And that guy, he was using a whopper flopper, and then he switched to a jointed redfin.
Oh, yeah.
And he caught a few on each. And then he said he started fishing, and that quit, and he was fishing down at 20, 25 feet and catching fish.
Yeah.
So I think they come up early. They feed, you know, like we have always said, you know, follow the bait fish.
Mm-hmm.
And they feed, and then they go a little deeper to cool off.
Well, you know, we've kind of started doing a little buzz bait action, right? You know, starting just when you got about 30 minutes before the sun goes down. And, you know, there's about 30, 45 minutes of good buzz bait fishing. It's on, you know. I mean, it's where we're at right now. Early morning, evening.
Yeah, buzzbait is awesome. Buzzbait is fun. I like doing that.
And then the single spin, you know, spinnerbait fishing at night. Woohoo!
Yeah, but that's time of year for that. So we got all that going on, and then the catfish bite is on. You know, at night, it's just been really good. People are using everything from just plain night crawlers to shrimp to dough bait to live minnows, and whether it's jugging or trout lines, they've been doing well.
Tell you what, it wouldn't be good to take me catfishing if you're using shrimp, because you wouldn't have much bait left. I'd be back there in the back of the pontoon drinking beer, eating shrimp.
Oh, that'd be nice, huh?
But you know, something else, too. And probably the next time down, we're going to go after some of those big old bluegill.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of year, and I just love to see it, especially the parents or the grandparents come in with the younger guys, kids and stuff. Oh, it's, yeah. And they just go down there and put some worms or crickets, and they just have a blast. I enjoy it. I enjoy bluegill fishing.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think a lot of fishermen overlook them. And, you know, they're on the crappie, they're on the bass, they're on the walleye, they're on the hybrids, they're on the stripers, the white, you know. And bluegill, they just, you know, I mean, 2.5 pounds, 2 pound, 2.5 pound bluegill, woohoo!
Oh, yeah, fight's on. It's good. And they're good eating, too. I don't care how you cook them, whether you fillet them and fry them or you cook them on the grill, they're good. It's good eating there.
Absolutely. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they find you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Resort Facebook page, I'm always throwing pictures up there. Drop us a line, leave a comment or something. If you're in the area, stop in and say hi. And always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you.
Appreciate you. See you next week. And everybody have a good Father's Day, all you fathers out there.
Right on. See you, buddy.
See ya.
All right, Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort and our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report.